Interesting country. I didn't know there were so many farms in Ohio.
Oh, sure.
Are you sure this is Ohio?
Well, it better be. We just left Pennsylvania and we're headed for Indiana.
50 miles to Aunt Sally's pecan praline.
Well, we're closing in on her.
The first sign we saw said 200 miles to Aunt Sally's pecan praline.
I'm surprised she has time to make praline, and she's so busy making signs.
You know, I've been thinking about those pralines for so many miles, I just gotta have some.
How about something to eat? I'm hungry.
Oh, we gotta get more mileage today, Fred.
Gotta get more mileage today, Fred.
But, honey, we're all hungry.
Well, there'll be plenty of good places to eat up ahead.
49 miles to Aunt Sally's pecan pralines.
Is there anything left in that lunch basket, Ethel?
A stale sandwich and a grape.
Let me have the grape.
Honey, when are you going to stop and get something to eat? We're hungry.
I'll stop at the next decent town we come to.
Oh, you've been saying that for the last hour.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll make it.
Me either.
Hey, we still got that stale sandwich.
Don't bother looking in the cupboard, Mother Hubbard. It's bare.
Fred, when did you eat that sandwich?
When you were taking that nap.
Oh, honestly, it's getting so it's not safe to shut your eyes around. Wait a minute. 1 mile to Aunt Sally's pecan pralines. That's where we're going to have dinner.
Oh, I can't make a meal out of pecan pralines.
Well, we can at least buy a bag to munch on until Mr. Mileage here decides to stop for dinner.
Well, that's a thought.
Anyway, we just got to drop in on Aunt Sally. I feel like she's an old friend. 300 yards to Aunt Sally's. 200 yards.
100 yards.
Just around the bend.
You have just passed Aunt Sally. Where was it?
I didn't see a thing.
Stop the car, Ricky. Back up.
Okay.
Must be that shed over there. There's a sign on the door, but I can't see it from here. Drive on.
What'd the sign say?
Out of business.
I knew Aunt Sally was spending too much money on those signs.
Hey, I think I see some lights.
Oh, I hope it's a cafe.
It is.
I hope it's a nice one.
Well, we're going to stop there no matter what it's like.
Really, Ricky?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Boy, this place doesn't look any too hot, does it?
Well, we're here now, so let's give it a try, huh?
Oh, yeah, food. Oh, at least they got a great big selection of food.
Yeah.
Hey, I know what I want.
One of those steak sandwiches with some French fries and coleslaw.
Oh, a steak sandwich.
Hi, right, you folks. Welcome to One Oak. Welcome to One Oak. Cabins and Cafe.
Yes, sir.
George Skinner at your service.
Hello,
how do you do?
What'll it be?
Well, I think I'll have the steak sandwich rare with the French fries. Steak sandwich, I'll have that too.
I'll have the same.
Me too.
We're all out of steak sandwiches.
Oh, you are? Gee, I have a mouth all set for one.
Yeah, well,
I think I'll have the roast beef rare with a baked potato, then. Roast beef, that's for me.
I'll vote for that.
Make it four.
We're out of roast beef, too.
Well, let me see here. Hey, that fried chicken with biscuits sounds good.
Any point in running that chicken around the table?
All out.
Well, look, we're going at this thing all wrong. Why don't you just tell us what you have, and then we'll order.
All righty. How about the special of the house?
What's that?
A cheese sandwich.
A cheese sandwich? Is that all you've got?
I don't feel like a cheese sandwich.
Oh, now, come on, folks. I can't wait all night. What would you like?
The name of the nearest good restaurant.
Well,
in fact, there is a place 10 miles up the highway called the Golden Drumstick. The sign says, turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Dressing, cranberry sauce, green salad, and homemade peach shortcake. $1.
$1?
And only 10 miles from here, you say just 10 miles?
Right on the highway, you can't miss.
Homemade peach shortcake, that's for me.
Well, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks for having us. Gee, how can they afford to serve all that for $1?
It's impossible. That's why they went broke. And there's not another thing clean to Cincinnati.
Well, group, what do you say?
Well, I'm so hungry I can't go another mile.
Oh, me either. All right, Mr. Skinner. Four specialties of the house.
Coming up.
Gee, I hope they're good. Well, what can you do to a cheese sandwich? I hope you didn't go to too much trouble.
Oh, no trouble. I just buy them from the salesman when he comes around.
That salesman hasn't been around here lately, has he?
Let's get out of here, huh?
Yes.
How much do we owe you?
Well, let's see. That's four specialties of the house. Here you are.
$4.80?
Well, sandwiches are $1 apiece, and the 80 cents is entertainment tax.
Entertainment tax?
Yep. Four shows just about to start. Baby dear, listen here. I'm afraid to go home in the dark. Baby dear.
There you are. Thank you very much.
There's your change.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy hunting.
Oh, dear.
What a character.
Baby dear.
Oh, I sure hate things to drive all the way to Cincinnati now.
Well, I'd take the wheel, Rick, but I'm too sleepy.
Well, let me drive, Ricky.
Well, I don't know, honey.
Oh, go on. There's no traffic now.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on you.
Okay. Next stop, Cincinnati. Thank you.
everybody. Come on.
No.
Wake up. We're here. Come on. Hurry up. Everybody out.
Are we in Cincinnati?
No, sir. We're at the... Oh, no. Back in the car, everybody. Back in the car.
Lucy. Now, what's going on? What are you doing?
Well, I... Oh, we're not back in the same place. We are, unless there's a chain of these across the country.
Oh, no.
Lucy!
Well, I was only trying to help. I saw a sign that said, good accommodations, good food, and an arrow saying, take this road, and somehow I wound up back here.
Well, as long as we're here, we're in no condition to continue. We'll stay right here.
Oh. Here?
In Lower Slobovia?
Look, Fred, there's one good thing about this place. It's here. Let's make the best of it. Come on.
I'm afraid to go. Welcome back, folks. I've been waiting for you.
What?
That sign I put up really works, don't it? Takes you right around the circle.
Look, we decided to stay here for the night. We'd like a couple of cabins, please.
Well, I've only got one. Price is $8.
You only got one left?
I've only got one. That's all I ever had. You'll sleep four.
Well, let's take it. I'm tired.
Well, it's only $8.
Well, I'll be 16. $8 a couple.
$8, $16, who cares?
Oh, he is tired.
Come on.
Well, follow me.
Back in the car, everybody.
Just a minute, honey. As long as we're here, we might as well stay here.
Sleep tight.
Thanks.
Who wants to sleep where?
Doesn't matter to me.
Me either.
Well, all right. We'll take the bunk.
Okay,
we'll take the bunk.
Turns changing in that room, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. I forgot my toothpaste.
Oh.
Hey, honey, this bed doesn't look too bad. Hope it isn't hard.
It's a bed.
This isn't a bed, it's a canoe.
Oh, no.
I don't believe this.
Come over here, honey, I'll help you out.
Ha ha ha!
Ethel, I can't sleep up here.
Why not?
You know very well that high altitudes make my nose bleed.
Oh, why didn't you say so before?
Well, I wanted you to warm the bunk up for me.
What a sneaky character I'm married.
Come on.
All right. Get in there.
You get out of here.
I just don't like you being so tricky. Lucy! Oh! Ouch!
Hey.
You all right?
Yes.
Ricky, what side of the bed do you want to sleep on, honey?
I don't care.
Okay.
Hey, get over on your own side of the bed.
Well, that's easier said than done.
What are we gonna do, honey?
I don't know. The bed back.
Wait a minute. Here comes another train the other way. Coming the other way now.
I wonder if this bed stops in Chicago.
Let's try to get some sleep. Maybe that was the last one. Where's my pillow?
Right here.
Okay. I can't sleep in this hole!
Rick?
What?
Rick?
What?
Our mattress is just like that at home. We'll trade with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know. Come on. We'll trade. Oh.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you very much.
What's going on?
Get up, Fred.
What?
Get up. We're going to trade with them.
Get up for what?
Come on.
Oh, what?
Go ahead. Take the bed.
Now, come on. Now, go.
Hey.
Yeah, but it took years of practice.
Meow!
Ricky. The baby's crying. See what's the matter.
Yeah, honey.
$16 for this. I'm going to sue him for renting it to us.
Yeah.
You mean we're going to sneak out of
here? Yeah, he'll
damn
never
right
know.
We're
come
going
to
sneak out of here.
Get your coat.
Fred, wake up.
Wake up, Fred.
Fred,
wake up. Is it morning already?
Come on.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Somebody tied a string there.
Busted!
Yeah.
It's all right. But he had a burglar alarm hooked up in there.
I feel like I'm breaking out of prison.
Let's get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Jump in, honey.
Oh, no. Huh?
What's the matter?
Our steering wheel is missing. Gone. Our steering wheel's gone.
You folks lose something?
You give us back our steering wheel.
Your steering wheel? I don't know what you're talking about.
You do, too. You took it off just to keep us here. Well, you got an awful suspicious mind to think that we try to get away in the middle of the night. What kind of people
Lucy,
you think we are, anyway?
Hey, honey, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, oh. What made you think we'd try to sneak away?
Well, everybody does. You know, if you don't like that cabin, you don't have to pay me the $16.
Really?
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
That's a rotten shame. Your steering wheel being stole.
Yeah.
You know, I just happen to have an next one here. Let you have it for $16.
Mr. Skinner was played by Olin Holland. Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.